Consider and possibly approve addendum four to contract with Bailey Architects, master plan for the historical restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse to include design, construction. I assume that's document, anyway. Design, construction documents. Thank you, Mr. Rugg. That is the way it's supposed to read. Bidding, negotiation, and construction administration services for phase three restoration of Jefferson County Courthouse, which may include masonry and window restoration work on floors B through 14, incorporating such work as may have been done for the bid of phase two, which was rescinded by Commissioner's Court on the 28th of December, 2009. Compensation for phase three is 9.75% of construction costs and administration hourly estimated at $7,500 a month for an estimated 12 months of construction. Item H, execute, receive, and file addendum number four to the contract with Bailey Architects. Item I, consider and possibly approve carrier chiller compressor inspection on two chillers located at 1149 Pearl, Beaumont, Texas, in the amount $11,400 each for a total of $22,800. This is in accordance with the Buy Board Local Government Purchasing Act number 305-08. Item J, consider and possibly approve change order to professional service agreement with Bob Shaw Consulting Engineers to prepare a preliminary engineering report on drainage improvements for approximately 18 acres south Central Garden Subdivision, south of Highway 347, west of Lamar Avenue, east of the Entergy utility easement for the additional services not to exceed $25,000. The original agreement was in the amount of not to exceed $50,000. Execute and receive and file that change order. And item L, execute termination of Jefferson County Indigent Healthcare Program Administrative Services Agreement. Do I have a motion on the items under the purchasing? We have a motion by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Bo Alford. Is there any discussion regarding any of these items under purchasing? Not all. Call for the vote. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Under County Commissioner, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban. I think we can hold that, can't we, Mr. Fountain? Probably be closer to a scuba tank than a burn ban. Item B, receive and file the approved resolution adopting an order for naming roads and assigning address numbers within unincorporated areas of Jefferson County to provide for an enhanced and more effective 911 emergency response system. And if I can take that by itself, we do have a resolution. I tell you what, this is a fairly lengthy resolution. I'm not sure we're going to accomplish a lot by reading the whole resolution. We can put it into the record unless someone wants me to read it. But what's happened is our 911 responders for some time have had a problem in identifying some of our locations in the rural areas of the county. In some cases, delaying the first responders of arriving at a scene, whether it be a house or a place of business in the rural areas of the county. And for some time, they've been concerned about it. There now will be a requirement that people meet certain specifications as far as a sign on the structure itself, and if the structure is not visible from the roadway, to ensure that there is, in fact, an address visible from the roadway so that our first responders can find the location and provide the services that they're there to provide. Mr. Jackson, did that pretty much in general cover the... Okay, thank you. And I do have a set of specifications. If any members of the media are here, it would be helpful, I think, if you could put those in an article so that people in the rural areas of the county will know what would be expected by this order. Mr. Fountain, does that cover the waterfront on that issue? Great, that's a good idea. We'll get it out to our volunteer.
Let me ask one question. They will be contacting regional planning, I assume, right?
That's part of the purpose.
think we need to make very, very clear, because that is, unless Greg, you're prepared to start receiving those calls.
Just for some very general information, the order we adopted, I think it was October 5th, provides that that numbers be placed on a structure in a conspicuous manner so that they are easily discernible from the opposite side of the road. If the structure is too far back from the road, then the numbers shall be posted within 10 feet of the improved portion of the road. The numbers should be durable, reflective, and weatherproof material. The numbers shall be a minimum of 6 inches in height. So we can get that message out to the people in the rural areas. It might save a life. Item C, receive and file executed certificate of completion, TDHCA home contract number 1000596. Item D, receive and file executed resolution admitting city of Taylor Landing in the interjurisdictional emergency management plan, to which county is a party, along with Nome, China, Bevel Oaks, Port Neches, Nederland, and Groves. We do have the mayor of Taylor Landing with us today, and he and Greg Fountain and others have worked to make sure that the city of Taylor Landing is covered by this plan. Item E, consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating the month of October 2009 to be National Domestic Violence Month in Jefferson County. We have Misty Carver here to, which we can present the Misty, did you have some others you wanted to speak also? Let me go ahead and do this. Yeah, let me go ahead and read it, and you can, are you guys okay with me going ahead and reading it now? Okay. I have a whole stack of resolutions up here. Let me go through the. I don't see Judge Manus here today, but Judge Manus has also been a great advocate of this program. Whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy and dignity, security, and humanity due to the systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and or abuse, including abuse to children and the elderly. And whereas the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any one group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, societal barriers and are supported by societal indifferences, and whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individuals and society as a whole, here in this community, throughout the United States and the world, and whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home, now therefore be it resolved that in recognition of the important work done by domestic violence programs, Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of October to be National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We urge all citizens to actively participate in the scheduled activities and programs to work towards improving victim safety and holding perpetrators of domestic abuse accountable for their actions against individual victims and against our society as a whole. Misty, you want to introduce your people?
Craver, and I'm with the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center, and I'm here representing the Domestic Violence Coordinating Council in Jefferson County. And I know we've got some members on this side and this side. Can y'all stand up? We appreciate y'all helping us recognize this today and this month. Not only has Jefferson County been so supportive as far as our agency in general, but also as a whole in the community regarding domestic violence, the activities that we present, everybody is active and always, you know, just available every time we need something. So I appreciate it. This month we're really trying not just to bring awareness to the statistics as far as family violence, but also making sure people are aware of the process that family violence victims need to go through and making sure that they get where they need to go. So I appreciate y'all helping us recognize this. Thank you.
Thank you, Misty. Item F is consider and possibly approve a resolution to accept energy efficiency and conservation block grant funds allocated for Jefferson County under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item G, consider the appointment or reappointment of Jefferson County board members for the Southeast Texas Economic Development District as follows: Mayor Brad Bailey, City of Groves, Jack Chapman, City of Port Arthur, Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Jefferson County, Mayor Becky Ames, City of Beaumont. On the agenda, we list Judge Ron Walker, representing Jefferson County. Judge Walker has requested that we substitute Jeff Brannick in his place. Item number six, Jimmy Grimes. Item number seven, or member number seven, Geraldine Hunt. Eight, Clayton Mayfield. Number nine, Kevin Roy. Number 10, Pete Shelton. Number 11, Leonard Broussard to replace George Gardner. I think George has moved to, I think somebody told me, California. Number 12, Anthony Valentine to replace Mike Dogay. 13, Enrique Venta, PhD. Number 14, Sabrina Varum. 15, Melvin Getwood. Number 16, Scott Hall to replace Robert Stroder. That will comprise the complete list. Item H, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Steve Thrower. Steve, I've kind of held this off in case you wanted to reconsider while we were. Consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Steve Thrower for 19 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County District Attorney's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Adam, let me go ahead and read that. Short and sweet, Steve. Steve Thrower has devoted 36 years of his life to service and law enforcement in Jefferson County. Looking at our gray hair, you wouldn't think that Steve and I used to kick doors in together on drug raids back in the 70s. Whereas in that service, Steve Thrower has continued to distinguish himself in his work, beginning with the Lamar University Police Department, the Bridge City Police Department, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, and the Nederland Police Department. Whereas Steve Thrower has served as an investigator for the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office since January 5th, 1991, dedicating his talents and instincts to the sometimes overwhelming task of solving numerous crimes that ultimately led to criminal convictions. And whereas Steve Thrower has proven his love for his work and his dedication to those he has worked with, he will be sorely missed by his co-workers, from whom he earned friendship, respect, and gratitude. And whereas Steve Thrower will, on October 31st, 2009, retire from his service to the county to dedicate himself to service for our country in Iraq, and therefore now it be resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Steve Thrower for his exemplary service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in all of his future endeavors. Steve, you want to say a word?
If I might, I want to take the floor first.
I hope this is a roast.
I promise I'll be nice. And I must say, by far and away, your best asset. You know, I think the longer we hang around the county, the more it is that we see dedicated people hang up their spurs and or ride off into the sunset. I'm not sure he's doing either one, but I know we're going to lose him. And I know it's all of us, I guess, would like to think we're special people. And all of us, I guess, deep down in our hearts, really consider ourselves fairly ordinary and consider that we could be replaced. Well, Steve, I want you to know that while your spot might be replaced, we'll spend the rest of our careers trying to figure out how to do the job without you, and it won't be easy. One thing I will say, and I know this to an absolute certainty, there are people walking around the streets of our community this day who would not be alive were it not for the work of this man. He has put away some hardened criminals that undoubtedly would have murdered other people in our society. Steve, whatever else you do in this life, or as far as you go, you can take that with you and know that you have done the job well, and people that we can't identify, whose names we don't know, are alive today because of the work that you've done. Sir, it has been an honor and a privilege to serve with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Mark, I really want to take time. I want to thank the court for this recognition, and thank you guys for the work that you do. And you can see you've got valued, great employees from every division, and every sector of Jefferson County, and it's really been a lot of fun for me to have my career here. 30 years went by real fast, and been through some administrations at the sheriff's office, and I especially want to thank Judge Walker for stepping up to the plate and doing all the work that he's done, just like you guys have, and I really thank you. Mark, you and I started off in this business together back in the 70s, and we've come a long way. I appreciate the work that you've done. But I really want to thank all my co-workers and friends from the sheriff's office and all over the county. Just thank you so much. It's been fun. Thank you.
Y'all may notice that our sheriff, Mitch Woods, has very little gray hair. Mitch used to be Steve's boss in the DA's office. The few gray hairs that Mitch has, Steve gave to him. Item I, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter to Nextel of Texas, Nextel Communications Incorporated, and Sprint Nextel that Jefferson County has vacated listed frequencies. These are frequencies Jefferson County no longer uses, and we just have to officially give those up so someone else can adopt the frequencies. Under emergency management, item J, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute agreement to accept 2009 SHSP grant funds allocated for Jefferson County emergency management and firefighting equipment. These grant funds do not require any cost to the county. I believe this is for the Hampshire Finet. And for clarification, the Cheek Fire Department is not on this list because this list goes back, the application was from basically a year ago, and at that time they were not chartered, and for that reason are not on this list. It's my expectation, Greg, that they will be on the list. It will soon be done for next year.
And also I want to make sure, say this, if you don't mind, make sure that their chief is Chief Duhon. Make sure y'all have the information on him so he can be at all these particular meetings that these things are being discussed too.
Thank you, Mr. Fallon. Item K, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a termination of indigent health care program administrative services agreement with Boone Chapman Benefits Administrator. Item L, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing October 15th, 2009 is National Conflict Resolution Day, and we do have a resolution. Whereas the Dispute Resolution Center of Jefferson County and its team of volunteer mediators has been a leader in recognizing and promoting mediation as an alternative to litigation in the courts, and whereas mediation administered by the volunteers who serve Jefferson County Dispute Resolution Center improves our community by resolving neighborhood and community conflicts, thus strengthening community relationships, whereas mediation empowers individuals to take control of their lives and devise solutions to conflicts which are tailored to their particular needs, and whereas mediation is being encouraged and practiced in many school systems as a means towards creating a more peaceful society for our future. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby extend greetings and best wishes to all celebrating National Conflict Resolution Day, Thursday, October 15th, 2009, an occasion for all individuals, schools, courts, businesses, local communities, and the news media to commemorate the role of mediation in our lives. Where is Cindy? I know Cindy's here. There's Cindy. There you are. Cindy, would you mind saying a word?
Thank you for helping us recognize this. On Thursday, we are among hundreds of thousands of programs and agencies that offer mediation and conflict resolution that are going to be recognizing this special day. I'm proud to have some of our mediators who make it all happen here with me. Would you stand, please, and be recognized? Thank you. These are the people that actually are part of our team of about 70 folks that actually sit down and work with people in dispute and try to find a peaceful resolution. Last year, over 3,600 people were served through our agency, and mediators donated more than 3,000 hours. So it's a valuable contribution that they make, and I believe they're responsible for helping us have a more peaceful society and court systems that are less bogged down with unnecessary litigation. Thank you.
Thank you. I had the privilege last year, there were some issues that came up before budget as to the future of dispute resolution, whether we needed to enlarge it, scale it down, just what the future ought to be. Mr. Rugg served on that committee with me, as did during various phases of that study. Many of our district judges, our domestic relations judges, as well as criminal judges and civil judges. And without exception, they voiced support of this center, recognizing that if disputes can be settled early, they don't reach the level of having to have cases filed in either our criminal courts or our civil courts, and that, in fact, our society is better off, number one, for teaching people to resolve disputes in a peaceful manner, and number two, to have volunteer professionals like that. Is there such thing as a volunteer professional? They're certainly professional. They're certainly professional in the way they conduct themselves, and they're volunteers to help with this process. And I'm convinced, after going through this process of hearing from the interested parties, that they do in fact save this county hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And the investment that the Commissioner's Court puts into it is very small, considering the return that the community gets for the investment. So I appreciate you.
Judge, you know, I will echo that, because those $3,000, we cannot really measure how much money it saves us because of what it does for the court. So we really want to make sure that we let you know we really thank you for what you do for the citizens of this county. And thank you, Cindy, for what we call carrying on the tremendous service to our public here.
Item M, consider and possibly approve the certificate of completion for Commissioner Mark L. Domain. Mark Domain has successfully completed the training education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2008. Total hours earned in 2008 was 24, with a total of 8 hours be carried over to the next reporting. Regardless of the doubts voiced by Fred Jackson, I did in fact complete the course.
Mr. Senegal? We're going to take that one alone, okay? We'll take everything out.
That does complete the items listed under Commissioner's Court. Do I have a motion for approval? So we have a motion, second, for all items listed under Commissioner's Court. Are there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you, gentlemen. County Auditor, consider and approve fiscal year 2009 budget amendment, printing additional costs. That's to add $5,000 to office supplies and debit assistance and clerks, $5,000. Item B, consider and approve 2009 budget transfer of the 60th District Court, additional cost, adding $100 to employees' retirement and employees insurance, and debiting postage, $150. Consider and approve fiscal year 2009 budget transfer health and welfare one, additional cost, adding $15,245 to burials and deducting, did I say that right? $15,245 to burials, subtracting $15,245 from employees insurance. That doesn't sound right when you deduct from employees' insurance and put it in burials. Is this part of our national health care debate? Item D, receive and file special purpose financial statements for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Community Justice Assistance Division funds for the period ending August 31st, 2008. Item E, consider and approve issuance of home buyout check. Check will not be released to the title company until federal funding is received, and this is check number 330688 for $33,629.44. Item F, regular county bills, check number 330689 through check number 331064. Do I have a motion to approve all items listed under county auditor? I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Not, I'll call for the question. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion's carried. County Treasurer, receive and file investment schedule for September 2009, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. We have a motion. Motion, we have a second. Any further discussion? Not, I'll call for the question. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Engineering, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit number 11-P-09 to Sampson Lone Star LLC for the distribution of natural gas. Location is approximately 3,600 feet north of Phelan Boulevard on Keith Road. The project is located in precinct number one. Do I have a motion? Motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Sheriff's Department, all right. Rhonda, I bet you were wondering if we were going to get to you. Consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Rhonda Dixon for 17 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. We have a motion. Second. Okay, let me read it. Whereas Rhonda Dixon has devoted 17 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, where Rhonda Dixon has dedicated her talents and services as a correctional officer to Jefferson County Correctional Facility, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Rhonda Dixon has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Rhonda Dixon is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by our friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as a governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby honor and commend Rhonda Dixon for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Is Rhonda here? Okay, thank you, Sheriff. Great, thank you. Okay, if there's no further business, we stand adjourned. Thank you.